Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendos. Larson here. Welcome to Monday's Going In Raw. This is weird. Usually Steve does all this talking, so I apologize. It's a bit awkward. But we do have a special guest today. I'd like to welcome a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Luchando. Welcome, Luchando.
Good to be here.
How are you today? I know usually you're around touring the globe,
yes,
wrestling, yes, and such, so it's good to actually have a real wrestler here on a wrestling podcast.
You know, it's about time. It really is.
What, for you to be here or to have a wrestler on the show?
Both.
All right, very well.
Yes.
Well, I know you're busy. Again, wrestling all over the globe, so I don't know how in tune you are with wrestling news or if you kind of struggle in that capacity.
Sometimes. I'm known to struggle.
It's true. Yes. It's very true. I'm here in chat. This is great.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Go to our chat. Go to our YouTube. You can click on the live stream link. You can see the chat. Respond to the chat.
I'm not very good with
just go to youtube.com/Steven Larson. Right on the main page there should be this stream. So, of course, I just said youtube.com/Steven Larson. Yeah, click right there.
Right there.
All
right.
Make sure your volume's off so you don't hear us.
It's off.
Good. You can find all our programming at youtube.com/Steven Larson, as well as wherever fine podcasts are available, including the CastBox app. We got a great partnership with the fine folks over there at CastBox. We're also on iOS everywhere else. We're on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Yeah, do that.
You all know how Patreon works. Are you a patron?
Yes.
I don't think you are. It's kind of disappointing.
What is
as long as we've known
what
you.
What is patron?
Patron. You know what the...
Patreon.
Patreon. Well, this is what it does. This is what you do. You go to Patreon, you give us money. In return, you get goods and services. This really is, in a microcosm, it's capitalism.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. I think the sale is over right now, I want to say. But they had a great sale. Buy 5 shirts, get 25% off your entire order.
Oh,
I like
that.
Massive deal.
Yeah.
Anyways, we already got some super. There's a lot of speculation that you're someone named Hilton. I don't know what they're referring to. This is Luchando.
Luchando.
First, super chat, $2, Naheem Quattlebaum. Did you kick Steve through a barbershop window? Nope, he's just on vacation. Doing this by yourself, well, or with this guy, is a lot harder than it looks like.
A lot harder.
A lot. Yes. Matt Eager, $2. Why is Hilton in a mask? What is your name?
Luchando.
That's right. Trent Brown, $2. Man, Steve looks different today. This is Luchando.
Better.
Wow. Well, you better hope he doesn't hear that. Let's get with the news, because that's what we're here to do. Right, Luchando?
Yes.
Yeah, so the first story, this morning, WWE launched the Performance Center website, exciting stuff, I know, and issued a press release that in part read, quote, "The online hub includes step-by-step instructions on how to apply for a tryout, as well as access to the official application form, an overview of the many resources available to the WWE PC recruits, from professional development and life skills services." Maybe you should think about going to the Performance Center, Luchando.
I tried. It did not work.
Did you go through this website?
No.
Maybe you should try again. To in-ring training and on-site medical care, photos of the entire Performance Center roster. You could be on that one day. Including current NXT superstars and champions, biographies of the WWE PC's industry-leading coaching staff, testimonials from Raw and SmackDown superstars like John Cena and Finn Balor, and videos from past tryouts, both those held at Performance Center and internationally. So it seems like, you know, when you try to apply to a job for like a huge company, and there's a button that says "Join our team." That's effectively what they're doing with this. Do you want to take this next quote from Triple H?
Yeah. So Triple H spoke to SI about the website and said, "The hardest part about this business is there is no pathway. We're creating a pathway. Vince and I spoke about it, and he said, let's go do it.
It's a good Vince.
Yeah, yeah, not bad. we are going around the world to look for international stars. So that's me.
Very definition of an international star, Luchando.
Our goal is to find local talent to try out with the WWE, train them locally, and see the talent eventually move to the U.S., become part of a global brand in NXT, go to Raw, go to SmackDown, and then be part of WrestleMania.
Sorry, let me interrupt you here. This, is, of course, refers back to Triple H. Around the time of the Greatest Royal Rumble, was talking about his plan for global localization, where they'd have WWE essentially territories, developmental territories, in various parts of the world, feeding up to NXT, feeding up to Raw and SmackDown. And the way he puts it, it's like a campaign for a video game where you start out in some local territory and eventually make it to the main event of WrestleMania. That's what it really sounds like. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Continue, Luchando.
No, it seems very smart.
Especially if you're trying to, you know, like have a near monopoly over the entire wrestling industry.
I mean,
What the movie studios did in the 30s and 40s and before that. Vertical integration. They controlled every aspect from production to distribution. That's essentially what WWE's trying to do.
Yeah, and you know.
Doing a pretty decent job of it.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so he continues. If you want a career in the WWE, here is how to go about it. There is advice on what to create at tryouts and testimonials from people who have careers in WWE. It's all about creating the pathway. And this will really open the faucet and allow talent to flood in from a global level.
Well, I mean, there was a pathway. I mean, they established that where people would get really popular in independent ranks and they'd sign with NXT and they'd be massive at NXT, like, immediately.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're trying to kind of cut that off a little bit, sign some of these talents before they get huge in the indies, so they can develop them mostly in-house and then probably sign them to cheaper contracts when they sign to the WWE rather than wait till the level of, say, Ricochet, who's an international star, who's won titles all over the world and probably demanded a pretty hefty sum in contract negotiations. Signed Ricochet 5 years prior, probably sign him for cheaper. The thing is, though, what I appreciate about Ricochet, how he went about doing it, how, you know, like a lot of wrestlers did it, is they wrestle around the world, and they learn a bunch of different types of wrestling, styles of wrestling, ways to approach the craft of wrestling rather than just learning the WWE way of doing things. And it brings in more well-rounded performers to the WWE. But anyways, Triple H has done great stuff in NXT, so I guess...
wants to save some dollars.
Maybe. I mean, they signed two massive television contracts. I mean, they can afford to splurge a little bit.
Right.
You know?
They need to look at this guy right here.
Yeah. Well, go on the website. Fill out the application.
Not good with computers.
Well, obviously, as we saw earlier, I can help you.
I like it.
Okay, good. Because I only want the best for you, Luchando. I want you to succeed.
Well,
to a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want you to succeed too much because just don't.
Yeah.
Well, just really don't.
Yeah.
Got some more super chats here. TJ Fuse 189. Is this the most talented NXT roster to date? I think it is. You don't watch NXT, do you?
Not too much.
You really should. It is probably week in, week out the best product WWE produces. It's fantastic. And the depth of talent, the roster is outstanding.
I saw a live show the other day. Didn't know anybody I saw.
What live show? NXT?
Yeah.
Where?
Here.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
NXT live. Not recently. Like last fall we went to one.
That's recently for me.
Oh, okay. You've been on this planet for a long time, haven't you, Luchando?
Yes.
Who were some of the standouts?
Oh, Bobby Roode was there. I had never seen him before.
Oh, he's not there anymore, though. He's on the main roster now.
I know that.
But there's Adam Cole wasn't there. Adam Cole is awesome.
No, he was there.
Adam Cole was there?
Wasn't he?
No, I don't think he was.
Who was the guy who runs around with all the people following him? The Conga line.
Oh, No Way Jose.
He's
on Raw now.
Yes.
But like Ricochet wasn't there.
Nope.
Ricochet is incredible. He did the spot this last week in NXT where he ran out of the ring, jumped over the top rope, did a full 360, and landed on his feet like it was no huge deal. It was the most incredible feats of athleticism I have ever seen. Can you do that, Luchando?
I've tried.
How many joints did you blow out in the process of doing that?
9.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Corey Smith, $2, asked, can I co-host tomorrow? Steve's going to be back tomorrow.
That's good for you.
Yeah, probably, man. This is tough. I'm really, 9 minutes in the show, and I'm already exhausted.
You're struggling.
Yeah, I really am.
Or was that me?
Well, both of us. Jake by Storm Entertainment, $2. NASA faked this Hilton footage like the moon landing. This podcast is directed by Stanley Kubrick. The Rain, did you hear that? That they said that Kubrick directed the moon landing?
I've heard that.
It's all BS.
That's not a new one. That's an old one.
I think they made a movie about the fake moon landing, but I don't believe Stanley Kubrick played himself in that movie directing the fake moon landing. The rain, $51.36, $2. Is this NWO Hilton? This is Luchando.
Luchando.
I don't know why people keep bringing up the name Hilton.
I don't know this Hilton.
There's no Hilton involved in any of this. This is Luchando.
Luchando.
Luchando. Oh, gosh. Adam Mayhem. $2. He says,
whoa.
Where's Adam Mayhem? Mayhem or bust? Adam Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Bartholomew Van Flavenstein, $1.99. What the hell happened to Steve? He's on vacation. I've never done this by myself.
No.
This show. I'm only 10 minutes in. This is tough, doing it by myself, more or less.
I mean, he does a lot of talking. You're having to do a lot more.
Yeah, I know. Usually I don't. I'm like the secondary guy in terms of filling up time. Now this is all on me, and this is tough. But we're going to have fun today, right, Luchando?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. Sadly, it's a bit of a slow news Monday, which means I've really got to fill in some time. And that's good because we'll just answer a lot of questions later on.
Ooh, I like it.
But I know you love yourself some New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yes, big time.
And so the Best of the Super Junior tournament ended, I think, last night. And we have a winner. Hiromu Takahashi, the ticking time bomb, picked up the win over Taiji Ishimori, claimed the title Best of the Super Juniors for himself, and he will face Junior Heavyweight Champion Will Ospreay at Dominion this upcoming Saturday. That's going to be an awesome match. Takahashi's fantastic. Ospreay's been on a tear lately. His match against Marty Skrull was amazing. Did you see that match at Sakura Genesis?
I missed that one.
Man, you got to check that out. I mean, Will Ospreay looked like he almost broke his neck. And he continued on putting it on a five-star match. It was awesome.
Ew.
Yeah, no. As one with neck issues, that was hard to watch.
I remember watching your neck issue. That was pretty funny. I saw that.
I don't really care to relive that incident. It wasn't very much fun. So this is kind of surprising for me. Well, I guess not, because you got to think Takahashi is one of the major stars of the junior division. But nonetheless, I had it in my mind. Will Ospreay. Oh, hold on. I'll go back. Rey Mysterio is going to be at Dominion.
Oh.
Because he was announced to wrestle at the last show New Japan did in the States. Strong Style Evolved, of course. Got hurt, tore his bicep. He made an appearance, but he didn't wrestle. He was going to wrestle Jushin Liger during the show. He was announced for Dominion. And at the Strong Style Evolved, Will Ospreay challenged Rey Mysterio to a match. He said, when you're healthy, me, Will Ospreay, I want to establish myself as the greatest junior of all time. I'm going to challenge you. We're going to have a match. So I was assuming that Will Ospreay is going to win this tournament, challenge Mysterio for Dominion, because that's a huge match.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. Will Ospreay is going to take on Takahashi. That's going to be a fantastic match, but I kind of wonder, though, if since Chris Jericho is taking on Tetsuya Naito at Dominion, which is huge, you got a former WWE guy taking on a New Japan guy, if they didn't want to double dip in that regard, if they wanted to save Mysterio versus Ospreay for another time, or if it's even going to happen, because there have been rumors, of course, that Mysterio is going to come back to WWE.
I mean, he looked good at the Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, he looked great.
Yeah.
He was in awesome shape. So who knows? It'd be great to see that match because Mysterio can still go. Ospreay is operating at a whole new level. You know, he's really been saying that he wants to be the greatest junior heavyweight champion. Take the division up
next,
a notch.
Next level.
And he's in the process of doing it. Speaking of Taiji Ishimori, see, I'm guessing Steve wishes he was here today.
Oh, always.
To get in my face about this story. So I think it was him. No, his other friend has tweeted at us that Taiji Ishimori is going back to Impact, at least for a show. He was announced to be taking part in Slammiversary July 22nd. See, Steve's been telling me that there is this guy, Don Callis, who is one of the announcers in New Japan. He got hired by Impact to be one of their vice presidents. So he was thinking that he could be a conduit by which a New Japan-Impact working relationship could be forged. However, in the aughts at some point, maybe the 2010s, such a relationship did exist when it was TNA. And Okada, the top guy in New Japan now, was a relatively new wrestler, went to Impact, and they completely bungled.
That sounds like
Impact, yeah. I know. Their treatment of him, and he wasn't the only one they bungled. So that relationship ended, from what I could tell, a pretty sour note. So I was always hesitant to say, yeah, they'll forge a new relationship based on past evidence. Granted, there's a new group of people in charge at Impact now, so including one who's got apparently a pretty decent relationship with people in New Japan, so I guess it's always possible, but I was always kind of pessimistic that would happen. Steve saw this, immediately tried to rub my nose and poop.
Yes, I saw that.
And say, see, told you so. Here's the thing. I'm gonna approach this with caution because Ishimori was in Impact before he went to New Japan. So the possibility exists, two possibilities exist. He signed some sort of deal with Impact, had remaining dates. He's fulfilling those dates before going full-time to New Japan. Two, he didn't sign a full-time deal with New Japan. He's a freelancer of sorts, and he's just wrestling in Impact because he wants to do it.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe a potentially beneficial side effect for all parties involved is to test the waters of a future relationship. But I don't think this one thing, as it exists, is any indication of any sort of future partnership between the two promotions. I think there's a lot we need to see still to see if that's going to bear any fruit. I'm still really pessimistic, but we'll see.
I obviously, Steve is not pessimistic.
No, he from the get, as soon as Don Callis got hired by Impact, he's like, no, they're going to be like co-promoting shows tomorrow, essentially.
Yeah.
We got some more Super Chat questions, and a lot of them are directed towards you.
Me?
Yeah, well, first, Daniel Morris, $2. He says, we want mayhem. Don't think so.
Man, come on.
The Omega Advent, $2. Is Luchando real? Are you real?
I'm here.
Yeah, he's real. Matt Dale, 16, Luchando, what's your signature and finisher moves? Good question.
My finisher?
Yeah.
It's instant pain. It's a, you know, it's a submission hold.
It's what, a camel clutch with full Nelson, right?
Yes, it is. Camel clutch, full Nelson.
Devastating. I've been that move. It hurts.
It can hurt.
It does hurt. I mean, like, shoot, it hurts.
Yes.
Yes. What's your signature? Are you a high flyer? Are you a mat-based technician?
I am everything wrestling. I fly high.
What's your standout high flying maneuver? 450, 630, shooting star press, moonsault.
It's more 1080 by 720.
I don't think that's okay. You're just trying to talk in video language now.
Wait, what?
These are resolutions, man. The legit underboss, yeah. $2, Luchando versus Adam Mayhem. Who goes over? I don't know. You struggle a little bit sometimes.
I'm known to struggle.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get to Adam Mayhem.
Whoa!
I mean, Adam Mayhem. I know he wrestles around here regularly, so I've seen his work more often. You're around the world. I don't get this. I don't know what kind of shape you're in.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I'm.
There's some gray hairs in that beard there.
A little.
S8 $2. Luchando, will he be on WeBook Raw later? No. WeBook Raw will continue on Thursday with Steve and I. I'm not going to play video games with this guy.
I'm really good at video games, and he's not.
No. Why, have you ever played the WWE 2K line of games?
I own them.
Okay. Trent Brown, $5. He says, I think Brock Lesnar does a better shooting star press than Luchando. Wow. Right.
I've seen his. Mine is better.
Well, do you actually land it?
I've seen his. Mine is better.
All right. Fair enough. Anyways, we're going to take a quick detour here for a very special announcement. What?
I'm waiting to see the announcement.
Oh, okay. So we got a video we're going to play. We'll come back. If anybody has any questions, we'll answer them, and then we'll move on to the rest of the news. We've got some exciting developments in the CM Punk defamation trial that Luchando here is going to help walk us through because he read the notes courtesy of Nick Houseman at WrestleZone. But anyways.
I'm all there.
Yeah, our legal correspondent here. Anyways, here's a very special announcement. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Man, there is jack shit going on in wrestling right now. Absolutely no news.
I know.
No deaths, no arrests. It's not like I want someone to die or get arrested, but let's be honest, it definitely looks good on a YouTube thumbnail.
It's grim.
I'm just saying it's good for business.
There's nothing happening.
There is nothing happening.
Why don't we make our own news?
Look, we should just make shit up. The other dirt sheets do it. And if stuff doesn't happen that we say is going to happen, we'll just say, you know what? Plans changed.
That's not what I'm talking about, Steve. I've been thinking about this for a while. What do we have in the storage locker back there collecting dust?
My diarrhea undies?
Ew.
I got sick one day. You weren't here. I actually went and got drunk. And then came back to the office and watched Thunder. Don't judge me.
I'm talking about something actually important. Prestigious.
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 Prestigious. Anyways, what?
The H title.
It probably smells like shit by now. It's in there with my poop undies. Yeah, it definitely smells like shit in here.
Steve. This title. This title. Can
confers upon the holder the honor of being the absolute best in the wrestling industry. Being the game.
It's just a silly gimmick title that a friendo sent us.
Steve! We've been talking about taking the show to the next level, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And with this title, we can do that.
Oh, there's my shitty undies. Hey. Look, man, I just mean let's make longer podcasts or something. Or we can do shoot interviews with Kevin Nash. We already have a whiteboard over there. All we need is the Kevin Nash.
Fuck shoot interviews.
Whoa!
You got something grander in mind.
What are you even talking about?
Picture this, Steve. The Going In Raw Invitational. Think of the promotional opportunities for the show. Think of the prestige.
Prestige.
You put the H title up for grabs, the show will have a champion of its own.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
I've already made phone calls, Steve. I've reached out. I have someone in mind.
Really?
He's main evented shows. He's on a massive win streak.
No.
And he knows people.
Uh-uh.
Plus.
No way. Uh-uh.
Plus, he's got the resume to be a legitimate champ.
Adam Mayhem will not be H champion.
Why not?
Any number of reasons. Number one, he has a hole in his face now. Have you seen it? Yeah, and he wears a mask. He looks like an idiot. Number two, he's just annoying. He's just weird, all right? He freaks me out a little bit. He carries that little dog around with him. Do you remember the last show we went to? He, after his match, he was just mingling in the crowd with his dog. What happened to not breaking kayfabe, huh? What happened to staying in character? You can't be a heel and carry around a little cute dog with yourself. That's just stupid. No, I don't like it. I don't like him. I think he's weird. What? Why do you keep, what?
He's here.
What do you mean by here?
He's here. He's outside. Adam!
No,
come
no,
in.
No.
Buenas tardes, Steven Larson.
No,
Kevin
no,
Eagles.
No, 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 no,
chit chat
no, no,
with
no,
the champ.
No. This sign clearly says no Adam Mayhem.
Hold on. He's not banned from the office.
Look, I'm banning him.
You can't ban anybody.
Why am I not be here? Like, is it because of my face? It's because of my face.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's your face. It's your face and everything else about you.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay, fine. That's fine. You can have Adam Mayhem. I want to pick his opponent.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Whoever you got.
How about this? Joey Ryan.
Joey
Ryan?
The Joey Ryan. Yes, the Joey Ryan.
You know Joey Ryan?
I saw him at a family reunion like a couple weeks ago.
You and Joey Ryan are like related?
I think.
You never told me you knew Joey Ryan.
I told you that multiple times. You don't listen to me.
Well, your communication skills are crap.
You're crap!
Joey Ryan. Joey fucking Ryan.
Joey fucking Ryan is right.
Joey Ryan versus Adam Mayhem for the H Championship. Man. That's pretty great.
It is pretty great. You know what would be even pretty greater? When Joey fucking Ryan becomes the H Champion.
How about Adam Mayhem?
The official Going In Raw wrestler.
But Adam Mayhem, he's our guy. He's local. We know him. We need to get behind him.
Exactly. Plus, it's going to be easy. You know, Joey Ryan, all he has is his dick.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty powerful dick, Adam Mayhem.
Here's the thing. Adam Mayhem is the master of the low blow. So, only thing I got to do is give him a swift punch to the dick, and everything will be fine.
No, everything won't be fine for you. Think about it. Joey fucking Ryan, H champion. That has a nice ring to it.
Adam fucking Mayhem, H champion. Sounds better.
Way fucking better. What? Too much?
Whatever. You guys want to get lunch?
Whoa! Anyways, wow. If you guys want to watch that again, it'll be uploaded by itself later on today, but that's massive, 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 massive. The H title will be up for grabs.
Big time.
Yes. Yes. So, I feel like we need to take a moment to kind of collect ourselves after that, because that's pretty huge. Adam Mayhem himself is in chat here.
Oh, really?
Would you like to issue a statement, Adam Mayhem?
I'd like to hear it.
Wow. I hope you're around to witness this match, because I think it's going to be something special.
When is the match?
Let's let Adam Mayhem announce all that.
Okay.
Whenever he's ready. So, but it looks like it might happen.
It's unbelievable.
So be on the lookout for more information coming soon. And it's very exciting. Oh, Adam Mayhem just says, this is a statement, $2, Adam Mayhem for champ. It's your chance, promote your shit, man. Give us more information. Anyways, got some more super chats here. Bartholomew, $1.99. It's nice to finally meet the infamous Hilton. This is Luchando.
Luchando. Not that hard. That.
Corey Smith, $2. When and where? Adam Mayhem, need more information. Give us the information. We'll have more information. Like I said, I'll upload the video itself later on today. Have more information in the description. More announcements to come. He just said it right here in chat. He paid $2 in super chat to say Adam Mayhem for champ, but the actual information, he didn't super chat it. Adam Mayhem versus Joey Ryan, July 7th at the Colonial Theater here in Sacramento, California. The H title will be up for grabs.
Colonial Theater?
Yeah. So, hope to see you all there. That's we're very excited. Very excited. Jake by Storm Entertainment, $5. Geez, at least wait until I finish training. I want to be involved. I mean, maybe you could challenge for the H title down the line.
Still not sure how I didn't get booked. But, you know.
Well, you struggle.
Yeah. Still.
Maybe some other time. You never know. Why, do you think we should just give you the H title?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
You got to earn that. You got to earn that, man.
I have earned it with my life experience, traveling the world, wrestling.
How many belts have you won?
I have a lot of belts in my closet.
How many of those have you made yourself?
Most of them.
Yes. Anyways, continuing with more news. Speaking of the CM Punk trial, we have our legal correspondent. Oh, Adam Mayhem has another super chat. I think I saw it pop up. He said, Adam Mayhem, I'll win the belt and then pawn it off like Naito. Hey, you better treat that H title with respect or we're going to strip you of it.
Big time.
Liam Wagner, $2. Please make a shirt promoting this match. Great idea. Maybe we will. Fantastic idea. Anyways, Hilton,
yes.
Will you fill us in on the latest developments of the CM Punk defamation trial? Of course, WWE doctor Chris Amon is suing CM Punk and Colt Cabana, I believe, for $1 million in damages, based on statements CM Punk made on Colt's podcast shortly after CM Punk left and was subsequently fired by the WWE. So these are the highlights courtesy of Nick Houseman. Oh, sorry, this is Ross Berman. Of the trial today taking place in Chicago, Illinois. We'll include a link in the description for the full breakdown. But he'll if shoot.
There's a lot of good highlights.
Luchando, if you will, continue.
Wait, what?
Sorry, we were saying Hilton. It just slipped out. Luchando. This is Luchando. I don't know who Hilton is.
Luchando. There's a lot of highlights to look at. One of the first things that jumped out is they're really trying to nail down when it first appeared.
The lump, that is.
Yes. This lump
that was, I believe Punk said it was a staph infection on the podcast.
Yes.
Chris Amon and his legal team asserted during their testimony that they were never made aware, it's my understanding, of a lump. They never saw it physically, they're saying that Punk never told them about it. Anyways, continue.
Well, I mean, first they're trying to nail down when.
Yeah.
They're really trying to push November 2013. Punk, September. And so then they go on, and a lot of it has to do with the European tour in 2013 that WWE went on.
That was in November, right?
Yes. And so Punk confirmed having rib pain, headaches, phlegm on the European tour, and never bringing up the lump in November 2013. He talks about showing it to this Dr. Amon.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I really liked, though, was when they start trying to figure out the size of the so-called...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So one of the things they asked is... confirms it was like a zit that was golf ball size. That's pretty big. And then he confirms a golf ball is smaller than a baseball.
That's true.
Which I'm glad he had to go to court to confirm that.
Well, wasn't there a quote about the size of a planet or something like that?
Yeah. He where was that? He says...
Punk confirms varying descriptions of lump size from a person to a planet.
Yeah, and he also confirmed a baseball is bigger than a quarter. So
it's true. Again, truth.
You know, these are facts.
And then also CM Punk's wife, AJ Lee, mm-hmm. April Brooks, testified today as well. And she also testified to seeing the lump multiple times, that it was on his left butt.
And it's funny because at one point he admits to saying it was on his back because it sounded better than saying it's on his butt, which is interesting.
So I remember hearing on the Colt Cabana podcast, he said it was like on his waistline.
Yeah, so maybe like that's what he was talking about.
Upper
there.
Rear end, lower back. But then WWE sent, like, they released pictures publicly of Punk, I think at the 2014 Rumble, you know, and showing his whole left lower back side, this, you know, obviously it wasn't covered by trunks. Mm-hmm. Didn't see anything.
Nothing there.
So, I mean, it seems clear that Punk was going through something around then, because for months he was talking about rib pain and nausea, headaches. But it's still, you know, I guess it's up in the air. It's kind of a, you know, each party is saying, you know, Punk's saying, yeah, I told people about it. And then WWE's position is, no, we never knew.
And I mean, they... He confirms never measuring the lump with coins, sporting equipment, or eggs, which I
But
I
what about
was,
planets? You ever use planets?
I don't know. The other thing that was kind of interesting was a question on this Duffy.
Oh, yeah. He went and got it, I think, lanced. He got the growth lanced by this guy who was not a...
He's not a doctor.
He was like a... What's the term for it? Like a practitioner.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, they verify he's not a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he testified to such.
And then AJ even confirms that making a Duffy appointment. So, I don't know. It's some interesting stuff. And believing, AJ confirms believing Patrick Duffy was a doctor, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Stuff.
I think there's at least a couple more days of testimony before closing arguments. I think that's... Well, I remember correctly, if I read the Friday afternoon stuff, there was some debate about the exact time frame of when the trial will conclude. Of course, Punk has a fight this weekend.
Yeah, how is this going to affect the fight?
Well, I mean, he's been in court all day. How much time has he spent training? I mean, he's got his second professional fight. He wants to have a much better showing than he had in his first one.
I want
to
see him last more than 30 seconds.
Well, he did. He lasted like 2.5 minutes.
Was
most
it
of
that
it,
long?
He was on his tummy, getting pummeled in the face.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
But it'll be interesting to see. I mean, he's had what, 2 more years to train? Since the Mickey Gall fight?
But he had, what, 2 years to train for that one?
Yeah, but he never fought before.
Then you shouldn't be in the MMA.
The MMA?
The MMA.
You mean the UFC?
Well, any of it, if you've never fought.
All right, fair point. But now he's got that one fight under his belt. You can tell he has some nerves, because as soon as that bell rang, he sprinted over to Mickey Gall and tried to throw a haymaker at him.
I mean,
Mickey Gall, you know, he didn't have a wealth of experience, but he's got a heck of a lot more at CM Punk and just knew to duck under him, take him down, and that was the fight, essentially. So maybe Punk will have a more measured approach against Mike Jackson and put forth better effort. I'm not hopeful of it, but...
How long does this fight last?
I'll give it a round.
You think it goes past a round?
Slightly. Because he almost lasted a round against Mickey Gall. It was like 2.5 minutes he lasted, or 2:19, something like that.
That's not even... Half a round, though.
No, non-title fights are 3-minute rounds, aren't they? I think only title fights have 5-minute rounds.
They're all 5-minute rounds.
Oh, really?
There's just only five round
fights.
Oh,
that's what I guess. Sorry. Title fights are 5 rounds, non-title match. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Yes.
4 minutes then. 3.5 to 4 minutes.
So he won't make out the first?
No. I thought it was a three-minute round, so no.
Not boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Have you ever done any MMA, Luchando?
Have I done MMA?
Yeah.
No. That's
too much for you.
Yeah. I mean, I like the high flying. They don't let you high fly.
It's true. It's mostly mat based stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But I mean, how, you know, once he loses, is he
done?
Is he done with this experiment?
I would think in a professional capacity, yes. But it I don't think it really depends on how he feels about fighting. I think it depends on how well they do, the pay-per-views do. Because if he's still selling pay-per-views, as much as UFC is struggling of late in the financial department, if he's selling shows, they're going to keep inviting him back, regardless if he gets his butt handed to him or not.
And he's on the main card, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the Joe Rogan, I think...
Said the opening fight?
Yeah, I thought that's what he said.
Ooh. You better have that second fight ready pretty quick.
I know.
I don't know.
But you know what? I want to see Punk succeed. I want to see him do well.
I want to see him do something he enjoys. I want to see him back in the WWE.
That's not going to happen.
I know.
That's not going to happen. He'll probably make an appearance at All In, the show in Chicago coming up. He's not going to wrestle because he's under contract with the UFC, so I don't think he can get physically involved, at least not without Dana White's permission. But say he loses this fight, says, all right, this has been fun, but I'm going to do something else with my life. I wouldn't be surprised if he would make a sporadic appearance, say, in Ring of Honor or New Japan or something, if he still has the desire within him to go out and wrestle some more. And I don't know if he does, though. He might be say, all right, I'm over 40 or I'm around 40 years old. That was then.
That was it.
I'm still relatively young. There's a lot of life ahead of me. I want to do some other things. I wouldn't put that past him either. So who knows? Essentially, we don't know. We got some more super chats here. Joseph Jackson, 189. Is this match going to be streamed live? Adam Mayhem responded, I think, later on. Yes, we are working to get the whole show live on Twitch July 7th. Tweeted them so we get a partnership quicker. Twitch, I'm guessing. So that's what he's saying. Grant Gill, $5. He says, I'm going to have a sign for WWE Raw July 2nd that says, going in Raw, Steven Larson can. Cool.
Nice.
Bartholomew, 199. Love the skit. Keep them coming, please. Stay tuned. Power Packers, $92. Didn't you see Being the Elite? Ryan was killed by Green Arrow. I mean, that's their continuity. Zach Stolpa, $2. Is Hilton real? This is Luchando.
Luchando.
Hilton's not here.
Nope.
Kai Highwell, £1.99. Baron Corbin says, hey, you're not Hilton. You're Luchando.
Exactly.
Broken Steve, $2.99. Oh, he's officially all in. Congratulations. Can't wait to meet you guys. We'll be there. Drang Hamar, $2. Luchando for champion.
See?
Maybe for the struggling title.
No.
Stevie Bradley, $4.20. Wow, Steve lost a lot of weight this weekend.
Facts.
Wow. AJ Fate, $199. He challenges Steven Larson in the WWE 2K18 match. We'll see if he make that happen. Jack Moore, $5. I would like Luchando to power rank special guest referees for Mayhem Ryan H title match.
Ooh.
Who'd be some stellar guest referees?
I'd like to see you guys guest referee.
We're not gonna get involved.
You should.
We're gonna be there. I don't even know what capacity we're gonna be involved. Ideally, this would be great in my mind. I don't even know what we're gonna do. If anything, we come out, we present, we introduce the title. Match happens. We present title to the winner. That's it.
I don't know. This honestly reminds me a lot of the one of the WrestleManias. From back in
you're thinking WrestleMania 2000.
Where
with the friendo in each corner.
Each friendo has their champion that they're putting up for said title.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Guest
referees.
Guest referees. You know, Derevko would be pretty interesting as a guest referee. Myself, not to, you know, throw my hat in the ring, but, you know, I'd sure love to...
Give it a try.
That match somehow.
You know, this isn't a situation where there's some money in the bank option where you can cash in and claim the H title for yourself. It doesn't work that way.
Are we sure?
Yeah. Oh. Vinny Elliott, $2.99. Friendoverse is better if the H title, if heel mayhem wins. Matt Morlock, $2. Tree of Woe semi reunion. This is Luchando.
Luchando.
Joe Juarez, $2. Will Adam Mayhem be able to survive the dick flip? Who knows? We'll see. S8, $2. Will Luchando ever appear in Bad Wrestling? See, that's actually a good idea. That's my my promotion on the PS4.
PS4?
Ugh. Yeah, man. Zach Stolpa, $2. Well, then Luchando is real.
There we go.
Very real. We have Raw preview. You're going to watch Raw tonight.
Yes.
Are you going to watch it tonight, or are you going to watch it on DVR later this week?
I'll watch at least some of it tonight, if not all of it. But I do fast forward.
Yeah. Who are your favorite superstars on Raw right now? Who's impressing you the most?
I'm always a Kevin Owens fan.
Yeah, Kevin Owens is great.
I like him a lot. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think he's my favorite on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The Monster's pretty awesome.
Oh, Braun?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
But he's like... I don't know. It's kind of hard to be competitive when.
Oh, well, you have the dominant force like Braun Strowman around.
Dude,
I know.
I mean, it's like,
I know.
Really?
I know, but he's got a ton of personality. He makes it all fun. Anyways, the first item. This is all courtesy of WWE.com. The Monster Among Men faces the Glorious One. That's Bob Roode.
I knew that one.
The Glorious One will stand across the ring from the Goliath, who calls himself Monster Money in the Bank. That's not what he calls himself. It's Monster of the Bank. Can Bob Roode leave Houston unscathed? Probably not.
Bob Roode.
Yeah,
no.
Probably not.
No.
He's going to get beat up.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless someone else gets involved. Next, former Universal Champions lock up. Owens inserted himself into this past Monday's match, pitting Balor against Braun Strowman. And WWE's first Universal Champion seemed primed to defeat the Monster Among Men until Kevin Owens intervened and caused a disqualification. Retribution will surely be on the Irishman's mind when he squares off against his bitter foe on Raw. These two had a pretty good feud in NXT.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Balor won the belt from Kevin Owens in NXT. So it's cool to see this.
Highlights.
It's cool to see this continue on the main roster.
I like Balor.
Yeah, Balor's really good. He seems like the coolest dude.
Yeah.
He just seems cool.
I wouldn't mind seeing more or going the full Bullet Club with the guys they have on the roster.
It seemed like they were heading in that direction when they joined Balor up with Anderson and Gallows, his old Bullet Club running mates. And then they're
on SmackDown.
Yeah, before that, they just kind of dropped it,
yeah.
Which was unfortunate because, like, the most they would do, really, is just they'd walk out with him during his entrance, throw up a couple two sweets, and then go backstage.
Yeah.
It was like, no, like, help him out. Get involved.
I don't know. I don't know. There's something definitely untapped there.
Yeah.
I mean, we've always you've seen it in, you know, prior, but at the
time, like
at
his
the
work
WWE
in,
level.
Yeah, his work in New Japan was something else. If they can even tap into the 50% of that, he'd be huge. Massive, super over. Next, Natalya stands up to Nia Jax. After witnessing Nia's disrespect toward her longtime friend and training partner, Natalya will lock up with the cocky champion on Raw in Houston. You know, Natalya and Ronda Rousey apparently are friends.
Yeah, I've kind of deduced that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know Ronda Rousey. I mean,
she really impressed at WrestleMania. Her performance
was
really solid.
Her match was good, way better than expected.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here, like, attitude.
Yeah, I mean,
she
can't do that the whole time she's in WWE. That's got to pivot to something else. But she does a pretty good job of when it's down to get down to business. You know, she puts on the mean Ronda look.
But that's the look that we're used to seeing.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, she's going to have to add some dimension to her character further down the line beyond happy to be here.
But, you know, it would be interesting to see how this next match goes. Like,
do you think it's too soon for Ronda to have a title match?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it is too soon, but, like, I mean, they're really going pretty heavy with her, Brock, and, like, some of these.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're making people watch.
That's true. That's true.
But
that's a good point, Luchando. I'm happy you mentioned that. Finally, who will be next to challenge the Leader of Worlds? The B team have impressed in the ring recently. Could the B and B team actually stand for best when this match is over? They get themselves a title shot tonight, right?
I'm in.
Oh, no, it's a Battle Royal. It's a Battle Royal determined the new number one contender.
I'm in on the B team.
You're all on the B team?
I like them.
Yeah, we were talking about the B team before we got started today. You're all in on the B team.
Yeah.
Are you going to fashion yourself your own B team shirt?
I already have one.
Okay.
I saw it last week, and I...
Why didn't you wear that, then?
I like my shirt I have on.
Oh, that's Andre. That's a good shirt, too.
I like Andre.
I know.
No, I like them with the Miztourage. I mean, I don't know. I'm in on the B team.
Good.
Yes.
I just worry that it's going to be a fashion police situation where they're going to push them, they're going to get super popular, but never follow
through.
Oh, they'll
never go anywhere.
No.
I mean,
which is a bummer, because... Yeah. You know, both of them have really paid their dues and been doing really good work. It'd be nice to see that rewarded with some with a title or something.
It doesn't generally seem to work that way, does
no.
it? No. I didn't think
no.
so.
No. Not at all. Anyways, would you like to answer some questions, Luchando?
Yes.
All right.
I love questions.
I know. First, from somebody named Steve here.
Uh-oh.
He says, thoughts on New Japan talent Ishimori showing up at Slammiversary after Larson said he couldn't see it happening literally 2 days ago. I just talked about that.
Yes.
He might have dates remaining on his Impact deal or just be a freelancer with New Japan. This by itself is not indicative of any sort of partnership.
I agree.
Thank you. If you could start... Brock Lesnar.
Ooh.
Not the Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
If you could start a faction with Baron Corbin as the leader, what three wrestlers, men or women, would you put with him, and what would you call the group? Here's the problem with Baron Corbin leading a faction. What is he?
Lone Wolf.
He is a lone wolf.
Yeah.
And you can't really have a faction called the Lone Wolves because it's an oxymoron.
Yeah, and I thought I heard about that in a movie once.
Yeah.
Hangover, remember?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Lone Wolves? Wasn't that their name?
I thought it was a wolf pack.
Maybe that's what it was.
It's a wolf pack, man.
Oh. Okay, so that's even better.
All right. Well, oh, how about this? What if he brings back NWO Wolfpack?
Ooh. Luger? Does he get...
No.
No?
No.
He was Wolfpack?
He didn't even know the name of the faction, man. He said Wolfpack NWO.
No, but seriously, who? What three?
So Baron Corbin, he's a new leader of NWO Wolfpack. You get the awesome classic theme back. Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. Who? Three wrestlers to join him. Who seem like... they would fit in
material?
With yes.
Well, I mean, do you just go the two sweet and just say Bullet Club and Finn Balor and call it a day?
No, if Baron Corbin's leading this, Finn Balor is.
Yeah,
he should be the leader, not Baron Corbin.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna say Heavy Machinery down NXT. That's getting off on the wrong foot already. No, this TM61 down in NXT. They're really good.
Okay,
they're really good. And then, I'm trying to think of one.
But it's Baron Corbin. Should it be really good?
Well, they'll make up for that.
Okay.
And then who's a woman that could join the faction?
Riot.
Ruby Riot?
Yeah.
She would leave the faction that she's leading.
Yeah.
To join another faction. Well, I mean, they're not doing much with Riot Squad, so that might work. Joe Juarez here in Super Chat, $2. Suzuki is a lonely warrior but still leads men. Well, I mean, I think lonely is more just a disposition, not a physical state of being. That's my.
I'd agree.
I think that's more. That's just how he feels as opposed to what he is. Nick Bartlett, besides Ricochet versus Besides Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream, was one of the best matches of 2018 that hasn't happened yet. His pick: Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. That will be outstanding whenever it happens. Probably SummerSlam, I would guess. Everybody's super hyped. You got to watch NXT for this Ricochet Velveteen Dream feud. It's awesome.
Apparently,
you should just start watching NXT. Period.
All right.
You really should. It's only an hour.
Okay.
I mean, I know, Luchando. You're busy traveling the world.
I am.
But you know, most planes these days have Wi-Fi. You can watch WWE Network.
They do.
On the plane. So I would.
My private jet does even. What?
It was like a single prop plane. You bought from like a police auction. Is that what it is?
No, it's a Gulfstream. It's big. Millions of dollars.
No. Julian 44, who would benefit more winning Money in the Bank? Samoa Joe, someone I know you're a huge fan of, as am I.
Yep.
Or Finn Balor.
I want to see Samoa Joe.
That's not the question though. That's not the question. Who would benefit more?
I want to see Samoa Joe.
I will agree with you in this sense because historically the Money in the Bank has benefited and you'd been utilized more so by heels because generally it's an opportunistic cash-in situation. Balor, if he is to remain a face and a traditional face, if he is going to win the title in some sort of structured sense, he would benefit more from, say, winning the Rumble.
Yeah,
I think.
Or just winning. I mean, just winning it.
Or yeah. I mean, like, there's a certain narrative arc.
Yeah.
You know, especially if your coronation is going to happen at Mania. You win the Rumble. You get that moment. You go on to WrestleMania. And if you're going to win the title, then it's a huge thing. And I think that'd be great for Finn Balor.
I agree. I would say I'd like to just see the strap on Samoa Joe. And I can't see it happening outside of Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
At least for...
For a while, because you got Nakamura in the way as top heel on SmackDown right now, and he's doing awesome work. He's so entertaining right now. Cam Skywalker, do you think All In will lead to more independent non-WWE supercards being held in 10,000-seat arenas? No. This is kind of lightning in a bottle.
Yep.
They said they're going to try to do it again next year.
A yearly thing?
Well, they didn't necessarily say yearly. They were just going to do it again next year if they sold this one out.
Well, they sold it out fast.
Yeah.
I mean... And you add some other independent talent, be it CM Punk or something else, it could easily happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this one's in Chicago, so, you know, CM Punk's going to be there. Stevie Bradley, this is a question for Luchando.
Uh-oh.
Who is your favorite masked wrestler?
Favorite masked wrestler? The Machines. We'll go with that.
That's a good choice.
Yep.
Harry Flynn. This is a question that's right up your alley. What is your favorite Royal Rumble match? Your favorite Rumble?
Just favorite Rumble?
Yeah. Could be the one in 92 when Flair won? That was a ton of fun.
Up there. I catch myself watching the Austin ones as much as
anything. Oh, yeah. Which one do you prefer? 98?
I always forget. They all kind of jumble together, but
2001. Oh, that's 97.
97.
That's when he didn't even. Well, he won, but yeah. It was a tainted victory.
I like that one. Yeah. I even like the Vince win.
Ugh.
Just because it was Austin heavy.
You ever seen that one where Vince? There was that wonky finish where Cena and Batista got eliminated at the same time, and Vince runs out, slides in the ring, tries to get up, tears both his quads, and just.
Oh, and then sits in the ring for the
rest. Starts yelling at people. Yeah. Gosh, that's. I mean, it's messed up that
he couldn't stand up.
He tore his quad, but it was kind of funny. Let's see. Indy Matt, I would really like to know who each of your top five wrestlers are of today and all time, please. Longtime fan, listen to every show on the way to work. I value your opinion. Keep being awesome. Thanks for everything.
Well, he doesn't want my opinion.
No, I want your opinion.
Oh, okay.
Top five now, top five ever. Because we might do a count-out list of these, so for all time.
Now, is this actual in-ring performers? Is this
whatever
just
your criteria?
Favorites,
this is historically the going in Raw criteria is three things.
Okay.
Being good.
Okay.
Legacy.
Yeah.
Kayfabe. So that means how you're booked, winning titles, so on and so forth. Being good is actually your actual performance in the ring on the mic. Legacy could be historical, or if we're talking for today, it could be in terms of like putting butts in seats, selling merch.
Are you going to go first?
No, you go first. You're the guest.
So we
I'm being a good host.
We doing historical first?
Whatever you want to do.
Historical, I don't have to think as much on. Andre the Giant, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair. That's three.
Yeah.
I don't like to say Hogan anymore, so I won't.
What about Macho Man?
I'll say Macho Man, and then my personal—he's on anybody else's list, but I love Scott Hall.
Oh, so Scott Hall is great.
I got to put him on.
One of the more underrated wrestlers of all time.
Yes.
All right, for today, who are your favorite wrestlers today?
Kevin Owens is my favorite wrestler right now. I don't know. Like, I love Kevin Owens. I like. Let's see who else. Oh, am I
no,
too
you're
far
fine.
From
you're
this?
Fine. You're fine. Just making sure.
Oh, well, I just got to worry about my.
No, I understand.
My mask.
You don't want your mask messing with the mic. I get all that.
I like the New Day. So I don't know if that counts as one or three.
Sure.
But who over time I've actually come to like, even though I did not, was the Usos.
Oh yeah, once their heel turn did him a world of good.
I think I'm more of a tag team fan nowadays.
You're the opposite of Steve. Steve doesn't like tag team wrestling.
Well, Steve is.
Maybe he's the one that struggles.
Yeah, maybe.
Five favorite wrestlers for me right now. Number one, Minoru Suzuki. You got to watch his stuff. He's great.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's got the best theme song in all of wrestling too. It's so awesome. Minoru Suzuki right now number one my favorite wrestler in the whole world right now. Number two, it's gonna be I think Ricochet.
Oh.
In NXT, Ricochet is awesome. He's one of the best in-ring workers. He's really, since his move to NXT, he's really improved his mic work. Or maybe he was always that good and just never got a chance to show it. I don't know. Awesome. Three. Man, that's tough. Those two are like, I can name those two guys easily. Three. Shoot. I might go with Samoa Joe right now.
Oh, I forgot about him.
His mic work is on another level.
Well, I didn't even get five, so he'd be online.
All right. His mic work is so good. He's great in the ring, but his mic work is so awesome. Four, I'll say Kota Ibushi in New Japan. And then five, I got to go with AJ Styles. No, right now, Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Rollins.
That's a good one.
He's been on a tear of late.
I don't know how I missed Mick Foley for my old school five, because you know how big of a fan I am.
Yeah, yeah. He's got it's like
he'd be up
Andre there. And Foley are 1A and 1B for you.
Well, Stone Cold kind of jumped.
Oh, really?
Jumped in front of the line.
Wow.
Yes.
Brian Jankowski, $4.99, power rank five things for a top superstar to do that doesn't involve the title. Back to work now. Thanks, friendos. Thank you, Brian. Top five things for a superstar to do that doesn't involve a title.
Like just match-wise?
I guess so, or feuds. I mean, just being in a good, engaging, interesting feud, that actually can do more to elevate a talent than actually holding a belt.
Doing anything to Roman Reigns will actually elevate you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why Braun Strowman is, or primary reason Braun Strowman is so huge, because he beat the heck out of Roman Reigns for the better part of last year. And it did wonders for him.
Everyone likes that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Braun Strowman is really encapsulates two things people really like: beating up Roman Reigns and destroying things.
And it's even better when you can do both.
I know. At the same time. With a ton of personality. I mean, why he's not top guy in the company, I still don't know.
Matter of time.
Yeah.
As long as Vince is around, at least.
Yeah, I know. Royal Rumble. If you could shrink one WWE main roster member down to 205 pounds to join the cruiserweight division, who would it be?
Ooh. You know, I'd love to see doing more high-flying stuff would be Cesaro.
Oh, yeah, that's a good pick.
You know, like, I'm a big fan of his.
He's really versatile, too.
He can do a little of everything.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what he could do if he still had the same strength.
Yeah,
my God. 205.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I guess that's my pick.
I mean, I'm going to say Braun Strowman. Just, I think if you shrunk him down to about half his size, it'd just be fun. Again, with the same strength.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I just think that'd be a ton of fun. Rico Del Barrio? Let's say Braun gets the title for a year. What five WWE wrestlers does he feud with, and who takes the title from Braun? So let's say he gets the title at SummerSlam.
Wow.
So he holds the title for a year, so SummerSlam 2019. Who are five potential? I mean, if it's up to Vince, Roman Reigns.
Like who else? Samoa Joe, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Seth Rollins,
Finn Balor,
all the usual suspects. W.S. Fletcher, thank you very much. 1999, just showing support for Luchando.
Luchando.
Thank you, W.S. Fletcher. Well, this is interesting. I want to hear your answer for this one. Justin Warren, what New Japan faction would be better if they were signed to WWE, Chaos or Los Ingobernables de Japón?
That one.
L.I.J.?
Yep.
All right.
What about you?
L.I.J. is like a more unified faction. Chaos is like half the New Japan roster. That's hyperbole, but there's a lot of members.
So it's NWO now?
No, it's still cool.
No, I'm just saying, but...
Yeah, in terms of size. Like, yeah.
The whole roster.
It's really large, and there's not a whole lot of... Like, LIJ, except for one member, there's a lot of thematic unity between all the members. And one guy, his name's Evil, and he's like... I don't think he's supposed to be exactly a supernatural character, but he kind of carries himself that way, like early Undertaker, but, you know, updated so it's not, like, cheesy early 90s stuff. And that doesn't really fit in with the rest of LIJ, whereas, thematically, whereas Chaos, it's literally... I think it's just a bunch of guys who like to hang out. But the champ, their top champ, Okada, he's a leader of Chaos. Just in terms of unity, LIJ. I think they would, WWE would probably book them better than Chaos. Mike Adams, first feud for Ricochet on Raw and or SmackDown Live. Just give me Ricochet versus Seth or Ricochet versus AJ Styles, please. Or Andrade Almas, that'd be good too. Oh, I don't know if Ric Flair said that, but this interview did. Court Ain't, thoughts on Ric Flair saying Bo Dallas is the only wrestler that deserves to be Universal Champion right now?
Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
That's B-Team?
Yeah.
See? I'm not the only one. Did he actually say that? No way.
I'm looking it up. I hadn't heard that. I mean, I don't see anything, but... To say it's not the truth.
Yeah.
Anyways, if Ric Flair did say that, why not? They've bungled his booking to such a degree so far that it's gonna be hard to make him a credible Universal Champion.
I mean, they did the same thing with when you think about it with modern day Raja.
Jinder Mahal.
Yes.
But now after he's had that title run. he's more legitimate as like a really good upper mid card heel.
But
he's
he was Bo Dallas.
Yeah, he was jobbing out to everybody.
Yeah.
No, I know. But then,
so apparently Bo Dallas needs to just put on like 35 pounds of muscle.
Maybe. But also like Jinder's title reign wasn't, I mean, Steve and I like Jinder. We enjoy his work. Yeah, but I don't think it's terribly well received.
No. It was very Alberto Del Rio.
I can see that.
When you
Anyways, I guess like, oh, we got one more super chat. Jason Span, $10. Larson, have you seen the Suzuki MMA highlight reel where he makes a guy tap out by trapping his opponent's head between his knees and then tries to twist the dude's head off?
Oh, wow.
Also, a great episode. Suzuki's the best, man.
Dude, I got to check that out.
He's the best.
He tries to take his head off like a...
Like an 80s action movie.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'll check that out. Anyways, thank you, Luchando, for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, for sure.
I miss Steve.
Yeah.
By not missing Steve at all, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Anyways, hope to have you back on the program sometime soon. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, if you want to stop by for pay-per-view reaction stuff, that's cool.
Yeah, page me, man. I'm down.
Do you have a Nokia Brick 2?
Yeah.
Page you. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. No, I'm down. I'm really looking forward to this... this fight for your belt, I do think it's missing something, but
it's not missing you. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
All right. With that, thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you again to Luchando for filling in for Steve today. It's been fun. I don't have the music handy. Let me get that up.
This is where Steve probably comes in handy.
Yeah, but he always forgets.
He does all the talking, and then you can have it ready, right?
No. He has it ready. He does all the tech stuff. Well, I don't really add a whole lot to the show, to be honest with you.
Oh, so you do my part.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm the struggler of the traditional...
Steve non-canon.
What's that?
Steve non-canon. I like that one. That was funny.
Anyways, I don't know where the music is, so we're going to go with that music. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and we'll be back with Steve tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.